How big a part does music play in your life? Does it extend to work? Well, according to research released by digital music service Spotify, 20% of Australian offices say no to music in the workplace, not taking into account any positive effects it may have on employees. Now, on the line to talk about the survey and the ultimate workday playlist is Claire Mann, the director of Communicate 31 and fellow of the Australian Human Resources Institute. G'day, Claire.
Nice to be on the line.
Claire, why are some businesses banning music at work?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? The leading music streaming service Spotify commissioned me to look at those very issues. It would seem that some organizations would see that it would take away attention from doing work. They're concerned that people might not perform as effectively, start sort of chatting about this and take it, reduce productivity, basically.
Now, from the survey, the responses there, what was the general feedback on why music in the workplace was so important to some people?
Well, there's a number of issues, really. A lot of it is depending on the task they actually do. So if there are some mundane tasks, for instance, having music not only has an impact on issues like lifting their general mood, but it sort of assists them almost in the work they're actually doing. They have something to talk about, but it doesn't impact negatively on the task they're doing. It has a sense of cohesion and people sort of feel more motivated and pleased to be at work, I guess.
Now, I guess if you've ever hosted a party or another function, you'll know that music selection can be a bit of a hit and miss. So what then is the best method of getting music into an office environment?
Well, obviously, it's rather than it be a bit hit and miss sort of thing, this is what, when looking at this research that we've actually done, Spotify, the leading music streaming service, have over 20,000 tracks. Now, that enables people to choose the different types of music that also might be more suitable at different times of the day, which also is what the research actually showed. So different times of the day, different, they could influence mood, anxiety, productivity. So people are able to choose, and that may be influenced by a choice perhaps by the managers in the organization, but what we encourage is that collectively people work together, and then it has a sort of cohesive effect that people can almost affect on team building almost.
Actually, let's talk about how different tempos and styles of music can suit different times of day or work situations, like getting productive, dealing with stress, getting your energy back in the afternoon. Can you give us some examples of how that might work in a playlist?
Well, this is interesting because this is what the results of the report by Spotify actually showed. For instance, songs with a low tempo, things like Adele's Someone Like You, actually were ideal to calm nerves. And bearing in mind we had quite a big survey sample across Australia and New Zealand,
okay,
this is quite extraordinary. Also, things that there were tracks that stimulated the sort of more logical left side of the brain and the emotional right side of the brain, and if chosen appropriately, actually reduced anxiety, both reported and observed from other people. I mean, this is really interesting, isn't it? For instance, Spotify's Calming Music to Fly By playlist, which we put together based on clinical studies and research, actually helped nervous holidaymakers. Now, obviously, we haven't necessarily got holidaymakers in the office, but if we actually extrapolate that a little bit, we're able to reduce any sense of agitation caused by the demands of the task or by perhaps not being in the job they want to be. I know we're extrapolating a little bit here, but it's really interesting how it has a direct effect both physiologically on the brain but also on mood.
Now, Claire, Spotify has come up with a Workday Tunes playlist that, having a look through this, also includes a playlist for the 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. part of the day called The Wind Down. Tell me about that.
Well, this is sort of watershed almost at the end of the day, it would seem. You know, there's actually a change in the what we call the circadian rhythm, so the actual flow of energy in the body, and people start to feel a little bit tired. At the same time, what we don't want is that you have a cup of coffee. Music can have a both a stimulating and sort of relaxing effect at the same time, which is interesting. That sort of wind down time, as we call it, at the end of the day, what we're finding with the Spotify list we put together is that people are not sort of wanting to get at the door very quickly. It has a sort of grounding effect on people, but uplifting. So they're leaving the office actually on a good note, which of course then what we call is the recency effect, the primacy and the recency effect. At the first beginning of the day is important, at the end is important. So actually by playing the sort of tunes that both calm and ground and yet lift the mood is a positive association with the workplace that directly links with things like productivity.
Well, there you go. Now, how do we get our bosses to say it's okay to crank up the radio or create personal playlists on our computers and throw the headphones on?
Absolutely. Well, obviously, organisations trying to look for evidence. What is the relationship between people playing music or not playing music and effect on productivity, motivation, team building, but ultimately output? So So when we're actually looking at some of the results we found, clearly there's things like boosting mood, reducing stress and anxiety, people, you know, fostering creativity. Now, these may not directly relate to outcome of performance, but if they're not right, they certainly will inhibit performance. So if we can actually encourage organizations to examine, work with their staff, and actually, in and of itself, if you give staff an opportunity to collectively work together, you know, what is good for them, empower them, they tend to like those employers a little bit more. It's something so simple, it's almost textbook stuff, but it's very important that just the medium of music, not only does it have a positive effect on the brain waves in the brain, it's also a cohesive function. Also, the manager is listening to me, giving me sort of an opportunity to choose my working environment. That in itself makes people feel empowered and in control, and that's important in terms of how people perform.
Sounds good. Well, I guess one place to start is to check out the Spotify Workday Tunes playlist, which is you'll find right below this interview at techdaily.com, and of course also check out spotify.com.au. Claire Mann, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you very much indeed. I really do encourage people to explore some of the 20,000 tracks on Spotify and create their own list. I mean, it really is an extraordinary tool, particularly with young people who are constantly working on their phone or clicking away, and it can have a direct and very cheap effect, of course, rather than employers having to do costly training courses.
Thanks again, Claire.
Thank you very much indeed.